Puffins March for Freedom. In a week in which thousands of senior UEFA officials, sponsors and hangers-on have been given the green light to attend Euro 2020 football matches at Wembley out with quarantine, Britain still remains in partial lockdown and bogged down with bewildering and liberty-sapping regulations. Unless you're a high-profile bigwig, travel to many countries is forbidden. To others, it is allowed but upon the instance of a quarantine oft enforced by a knock on the door at midnight. Even green list countries can see their status changed in an instance, necessitating a mad dash back to Britain at ridiculously inflated airfares. Ordinary citizens are forced to social distance and masks must be worn. Singing is banned in church. Entertainment venues are closed. Only 6 people can eat together in a restaurant. However, 2 weeks ago, the G7 leaders and their hangers-on were in Carbis Bay maskless and mingling, fine dining at your expense, social distancing ignored. Amongst the plethora of impenetrable and ever-changing regulations, one golden rule has emerged in crystal clarity. There's one rule for them and another rule for you. What will Puffins do? They will march for freedom once more. As the ludicrous Health Secretary Matt Hancock rips up the rule book and gropes his floozy next to the mop bucket, concerned citizens from every corner of the land are converging on London for another March for Freedom this afternoon, Saturday 26 June. Today's March for Freedom will be massive. The government boasts of a successful vaccine drive. Infection has been decoupled from hospitalization, Esther McVeigh. 22 American states had lifted COVID restrictions by May 3, nearly 2 months ago. Why is our freedom not being given back to us? As usual, the mainstream-controlled fake media have embargoed the event. The only, slight, coverage comes from Andrew Neil's GB News, and even so this morning's Saturday Live presenter, just before introducing the advert, says the weather alleged nobody goes on these protests. Fortunately, guests including possible Puffins Esther McVeigh and Tonya Buxton were on hand on the sofa to slap him down. There were a million on the last one, they told him. And many hundreds of thousands today, they could have added, including a record number of Puffins as social media, including your very own Swiss Bob and GoingPostal.com have spread the word. Godspeed marching Puffins. Fair winds and a following sea. If you're unable to join the march, once it has started you can watch on live stream from this site via the featured comment below. You may also wish to make a donation via the following link. Copyright 2021, always worth saying.